This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, at the end of this week, how did we see the grain and livestock markets perform?
Not a lot of new news in the market. Still kind of a tariff, I'd say, hangover, particularly in the corn and wheat. Not down drastically, but down about 5 or 5.5 cents in corn and about 4.5 in wheat. Beans are up 4. Just concerned about the tariffs and what's going to happen next with them. We did have some positive news overall for the market, starting with the stock market, which is having a nice rebound today. Dow Jones is up just under 600 points. The NASDAQ up over 400. So after the big down we've had in the stocks this week, that was welcome news for all the markets. As well, we had two flash sales this morning, one of corn, 218,000 metric tons, and one of bean oil, 20,000 pounds or metric tons into unknown destinations. But overall, the market, this tariff deal is hanging over the market like a storm cloud, and it's hard for the market to rally, you know, under those circumstances. It's not getting destroyed, but the market's just kind of, you know, like corn. Corn's about off the recent highs. It's maybe the highs were made this week. It's maybe 15 cents off those highs. It's kind of mired in a range off the highs.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down 6¾ at 458.5. May soybeans up 5¼ at 1016 even. May soybean meal down $1.20 at 305.90. Soybean oil up 31 cents at 41.59. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.12 at 203.17. March feeders up $1.75 at 281.97. April lean hogs up $1 even at 86.62. Pork cutout went unchanged at 94.50. That's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.